In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdo. Wednesday, the 28th day of June. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Welcome to day two of a cyber attack that is so far hitting shipping companies, law firms, and pharmaceutical conglomerates, and yet we are still not entirely sure what's going on, other than that it's bad. Nicole Perlroth covers cybersecurity for the New York Times. Good to have you on the program.
Great to be here.
This attack, do me a favor and compare and contrast with the WannaCry from last month. Is it the same, different, related, what?
It's related in that both the attacks last month, the WannaCry attacks, and the attacks this week used NSA cyber weapons, but for very different reasons. The attacks this week were in many ways a little bit more concerning. We think that in this case, the ransomware was actually just a smokescreen or a cover for the true motivation of the attacks, which appears to be destruction.
All right. So the question then becomes, who's in charge of the response? Is it private cybersecurity companies? Is it the FBI? Am I on my own? What?
What's interesting on the government side of things is yesterday we reached out to the NSA, who, remember, it's their weapons that are being retrofitted for these attacks in the first place.
Right.
And the NSA said, you know, this really isn't our area. You need to go talk to the Department of Homeland Security, which deals with these type of attacks. The Department of Homeland Security, they've just said, you know, make sure you're running your patches. We're still investigating, et cetera.
That's a remarkably unsettling answer. Make sure your patches are up to date. Because, as you said, if Department of Homeland Security is in charge of this on the home front, as it were, they would also be responsible to guard against attacks on infrastructure, on power grids, on ports, on railways, right? I mean, that's where this eventually goes?
That's right. So it's only been 2 months since these weapons were dumped online. And in just the last 2 months, we've now seen them used against hospitals. We've seen them used against FedEx. FedEx just had to stop trading of shares of FedEx because of a computer virus. We don't know if it was directly connected to the attacks yesterday, but it appears to be. And the real nightmare scenario here is that these weapons will be used on the computers that control pipelines, that control remote access to oil rigs, to transportation systems. And there's a big worry among intelligence officials and even some of the analysts at the NSA who developed these weapons in the first place that that time could be coming.
As I understand part of your reporting, there's also an active black market for these tools that have now been obtained from the NSA. I mean, like they trade them.
That's right. So, you know, these weapons, the raw ingredients for these NSA weapons are basically just vulnerabilities in Microsoft software, Google software. And those vulnerabilities are traded on a black market, and they have been for decades. And for a long time, the U.S. government, U.S. intelligence agencies were the biggest player in this market. We know from the Snowden documents, spent $25 million in 2013 to pay hackers to turn over vulnerabilities in these systems. The problem is you can take these vulnerabilities and develop a cyber weapon, but can you keep that cyber weapon from leaking out onto the web where anyone can take them and dismantle them and retrofit them for their own purposes? And what we're seeing over the last 2 months is that even the NSA couldn't keep its most coveted cyber weapons and stockpile of vulnerabilities safe.
Nicole Perlroth covers cybersecurity at the New York Times. Nicole, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.